Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
And hello to everybody there out there listening.
Let's make it sound like there are a lot of people here. Because we are.
Why should we be transparent? I think they know by now that Giancarlo's not here and Jake is in Las Vegas at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We're not even here. We're actually on the mothership.
Right.
We're at Wondery.
Yes.
We're recording at Wondery
this
month.
We're at a different studio.
Yeah.
We're very busy. It's a whole lot going on.
We have the magnificent
but we have
Sergio in there.
Yeah, we have a hot guy named Sergio, who's our engineer. Way better looking than you, Jake. Jake just abandons us. And you don't have a sexy name like Sergio anyway. Yeah. So pissed at him, even though it's not his fault. And we have a lot of good guests, though, to try to, like, make us more interesting.
That's right. We do.
My new crush, Kate the Chemist.
We have callers. We have Kate the Chemist this month. I mean,
you guys are all on the show. We don't need Giancarlo and Jake.
We got a great month coming up.
We got a good lineup. That's right. But now I want to start out with something that makes me kind of bitter.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So, like, I knowing we're recording, right? And it's very difficult to kind of reinvent the nutrition fitness wheel, so I end up just doing commentary on all the stupid shit that people recommend. And so I go on these different sites, right? And I don't want to, like, name them, but they're very prominent, like, wellness sites to just kind of be like, all right, what's trending, you know, what's going on. And I'm telling you, it's like, this woman lost 100 pounds and never counted calories ever. Or learn how so-and-so lost all this weight with the keto diet. By the way, then 5 seconds later, it's like all the reasons why keto is bad for you. And it's just like, it's just a matter of search engine optimization, right? It's like, okay, we just throw it all up there. And, like, you know, the keyword, someone throws out keto, hopefully we populate and we get a hit to our website. But at the same time, you get a lot of that clickbait of, you know, I lost all this weight and I never went to the gym. I mean, like, I'm going to literally go to a site right now in real time.
Because you also see those ads for work from home and make $10,000 a month.
It's the same
It's like, and it is clickbait. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, ready? Here we go. These foods are proven to help belly fat. I'm not going to say what site this is. Add them to your grocery list. That's bullshit. That's just bullshit. I don't even need to read it. It's such bullshit. There's no such thing. Yeah. Like, maybe if we were like, oh, okay, what is going to make the body store more fat on our tummy other than eating too much food? What's going to determine? Because if you eat too many calories, you'll store fat. What determines where you store fat is your hormone balance, which is why men are all apples, because they're more testosterone dominant. Our shape varies a little bit, right? So we could be pear if we're more estrogen dominant. We could be apple if we're more testosterone dominant. But the bottom line is, I don't know what you think you're going to be doing to make your body, like, not store fat there. You're going to start blocking your testosterone levels? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, yeah. It's not true. It's not real. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Let's see. This is okay. Why strength training exercises are better for weight loss. I mean, okay, fair. How this girl didn't give up food she loves and lost 50 pounds. Like,
did she love vegetables?
Right, exactly. What she loved? Cheetos? I highly doubt it. Okay, let's see. I mean, this one's not bad. The beer to pull when watching your weight. Let's see.
Beer?
I mean, I guess it's probably light beer conversation.
Oh.
But, like, okay. Low carb, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to sweat buckets to lose weight. Here's why. Like, I mean, if it's really about sweating, then that's true. But if the implication is you don't need to exercise to lose weight, that's a lie.
So maybe the headline is there to draw you in, think, oh, that means I won't have to work hard. And really, it's
talking
about sweat.
But that's what it all is.
Yeah, it's all headlines.
It's all false promises of like, oh, you get all these results without doing the work, which, by the way, ends up causing more. Oh, it is actually, listen to this. Sweating doesn't actually have much to do with the amount of calories you might use up. That's actually
true. So it is about sweat.
Yeah, but it looks like it's right. Exactly. You know, or it's like, oh, I lost all this weight and I never worked out.
But like,
or,
what do we do in a we live in a world of clickbait.
You've got to know it's bullshit.
That's what this is about. Even if the headline was something like, you know, free money on the corner at noon.
Right.
You know that's not true, but most people are going to say, I got to click on it just to see what they're talking about.
I was gaining weight with intermittent fasting until I started doing these four things. Let me guess. Exercise. Right? Like, come on! Like, here's why it bothers me, is that never once have I made a false promise. Ever. Mm. And I think that's why I'm still around. But you have to know that when it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Yeah. Work from home, make tons of money. Right? Like, oh, you know, never work out and lose weight. Oh, eat whatever you want and lose weight. Like, this isn't true.
But are they just trying to reinvent the wheel? I mean,
they're trying to sell you something. Sure.
It's like, or, I mean, honestly, I don't know how, like, a health or let's say a fitness magazine comes up with.
They comment on everything. Like, this is basically an online magazine, right? So it's like hot yoga, that's trending. Hot yoga can burn more calories, but not for the reasons you think. Like what two experts say. So you're like, oh my God, what are the reasons? By the way, no, you should never do hot yoga.
Right.
No, it makes you hypermobile. It dehydrates the shit out of you. It compromises your intensity. It's totally repetitive. No.
Like, how do they keep coming up with like new clicks, like new things to, I mean, except for, I guess that's why they're making stuff up.
Right.
It's like, here's the same information.
Right. Take also like a piece of like how, I mean, no offense, Tracy Anderson. I don't know her, but like she is a person that has said things like sweating helps you. Let me make sure she said this. I'm almost sure she did. I want to, before I like say something shitty, but I'm almost positive she was one of the people that said like sweating detoxes the body. And I was stunned that nobody.
I've heard that a lot when people say, oh,
bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sweating the alcohol out from the night before and now I'm okay to go.
No. Complete.
Good to go again.
Baloney. But like, sweat does not detox the body. It's your body cooling itself. Your liver, your kidney, your lungs, your spleen. That detoxes the body, right? Like, it's just, I'm here to tell you this because not only are these things you may embark upon not without their fair share of suffering, right? Hot yoga is suffering unnecessarily, and it's not the best workout. You know, starving your body under the pretense of, quote, being intermittent fasting, eating 500 calories a day, is going to make you miserable, and it's going to destroy your metabolism. So you're going to yo-yo back, right? Or the HCG diet, oh, just take this shot of hormones. Well, I promise you that's going to create a host of other crazy shit going on in your body, right? Keto. Oh, I don't have to count calories, but I'll burn fat. It's like, but you're doing a bunch of other damage to your system. And it's personally for me, like, I don't really want a life without a sandwich in it or a cracker or a chip. I mean, and it's bad for you. So these false promises, even if they, like, worked in the short term, like starving your body, right? There's a kickback effect. There's a counter effect that's bad. Most of the time, they don't work. And the idea here is, like, you're not going to get the results you want. It's just common sense, guys. Like, it is, which brings us to the bigger thing is, like, why are we so afraid of the work? Do we not believe in our ability to do it?
Yeah, I think also
you got to do it.
Because very often, if you look at something and you see the big picture and the down the line, I mean, like if you were looking at school and saying, "Holy crap, how many years of school do I have?" And then if I want another degree and another, you're not doing it all at once. You're doing it step by step and it bird by bird, as Anne Lamott says. When you can't try to tackle the whole thing at once. You can't try to. You have to drop 100 pounds. You're not going to drop it all at once.
No.
You're going to have to go pound by pound.
Right.
And people really want the big payoff. They want to hit the big lottery. They're not going to play when it's just it's only $6 million. I'll wait till it's $600
million. $400 million. Yeah.
It's like,
you're 100% right.
You're going to, yeah.
Yeah. That, like, Rome was not built in a day.
Yeah.
Like, is it that I just thought, like, do you not feel capable of this? That, like, by the way, you're going nowhere fast. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got nothing but time to eat a little bit less, to move a little bit more, and slowly let that scale trend down instead of destroying your metabolism or compromising your overall health or being discouraged or wasting your money. Like, just make common sense, good decisions every day. And instead of waking up at the end of the year or the beginning of next year 15 pounds heavier, you'll be 15 pounds lighter. It's a win. And blink your fucking eyes. And that date will be here, by the way.
Yeah.
I know, I'm swearing a lot this month. Very passionate.
I know. I can't wait for all the bleeping.
You guys know how much I love Third Love. And one reason is that they put so much care and effort into making sure their bras fit right and feel great on your body. They officially have 78 sizes now, and they're available in 5 of Third Love's most loved classic styles. And they fit each cup size on at least 20 different women with different body types and breast shapes to ensure they're as comfortable and beautiful at an A cup as they are at an I cup. You just find your fit online with their 60-second fit finder quiz and order your bra. From cotton to lace, Third Love has a style for your shape and size, and returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. You ever feel like you need a vacation from your vacation? It's like delayed flights, hotel screw-ups, the guy next to you on the plane won't be quiet. Well, now you can get away for 2 minutes twice a day with Quip. Their wireless electric toothbrush is lightweight and compact, so it packs away easy in your carry-on when you realize that you forgot to pack it in your luggage, which happens to all of us. Plus, the timed sonic vibrations give you a meditative break from your jam-packed itinerary. And you can keep it going when you get home. Quip's built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides and clean your mouth evenly. Hello, that's my kind of guilty pleasure, people. And it's why I love Quip and why I'll be taking it with me when I travel. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com. getquip.com/Jillian. That's getquip.com/Jillian.
I enjoy this article you send me about PMS.
I'm so pleased.
Are you trying to say something to me?
Mm-hmm.
Cindy sent me an article that was in the New York Times called PMS is not just a cliche. And I wanted to be like, fucking A, right, it's not. And it's by a, tell me again, she's a
psychologist and a neuroscientist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. Lisa Feldman Barrett. And I'm going to sum this up for you real quick. Basically, the proof is in your brain that PMS is real, although I thought we knew that. Like, I mean, that's what postpartum depression is.
Yeah, I don't think she's
when your progesterone goes off of a cliff after you have a baby, and it's like PMS times 1,000 postpartum. Yeah. And I can always tell when I'm going to get my period because, like, if I'm not drinking and I'm working out, like, I don't get the physical symptoms of, like, oh, my boobs are killing me. Oh, I don't get it at all. I had to grab my boob. Right. Cindy's like, what are you doing?
I'm used to you. Don't worry.
Boobs are killing me. And I can always tell if I don't get those physical signs because everything is just, like, the world is effed. Yeah. Like, I just am, like, ugh, like, bummed and upset and, like, just grumpy and sensitive. And so I'm reading this, right, and she's talking about neurons and connectivity in the brain and increased feelings of emotion. And I was like, all right, is there an answer? Like, is there a solution to this? And basically, no. But she does take the stigma out of it, which I thought was interesting. Mm. She's like, she goes, here, I like this. I'm going to read this to you. So that's her bottom line, right? It's like, oh, this is real. Like, this is messing with our brain chemistry and subsequently our mood and our feelings and our emotions. As a scientist, I find these discoveries a fascinating opportunity to investigate and improve women's health. As a feminist, I have to admit they violate my cherished belief that behavior in men versus women is dominated by social factors rather than biology. Social factors are still potent, but they don't tell the whole story. That said, it would be wrong to conclude that women are emotional and men are rational or any such nonsense. On average, men and women don't differ in their emotions, even if stereotypes suggest otherwise. As hormones also fluctuate in men, though the emotional consequences are not well studied. Because my brother, by the way, gets his man period every month. Every month.
Definitely no men.
Oh, my God. And so does G. I can always tell. I'm like, oh, shit, it's your man period. Yep. Furthermore, negative emotions do not conflict with clear, rational thinking. Despite what my old boss thought. Sure, intense feelings sometimes lead you to do regrettable things, but so do intense thoughts, and men and women have plenty of both. Just ask my husband. So I think the reason I wanted to just touch on this real quick is, number one, to validate you. If it's like, oh, am I crazy? Because women are like, am I crazy? Or is it PMS? It's like, it doesn't matter. Either way, your feelings are real and legitimate and valid. And number two, it's okay. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're nuts. It doesn't mean you're irrational. It doesn't mean anything. It means you have feelings. We all have feelings. That's part of being human. And you might feel them a little more strongly, but it doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you irrational. It doesn't make you any of those things. And that's okay too. Like, it's all okay.
It's all part
of who
you are.
To me, this was just one giant validation.
We all want our living space to feel uniquely ours, right? And Joybird empowers you to create furniture for your home that's going to do just that. Because with Joybird, you can turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of style options. You want a red hot love seat? They can do it. You want super soft leather, maybe plush velvet, or even kid and pet friendly upholstery? Joybird can do that too. Their free personal consultants will even help you figure out how your own perfect design will look and subsequently design it. Joybird has beautiful outdoor collection of sofas, lounge chairs, tables, and so much more. And it's all made from durable, rust-proof aluminum, natural woods, and even bamboo. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space and find your joy at joybird.com/Jillian. Use the code Jillian to receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order. That's joybird.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Okay, Kelly Slater, pro surfer Kelly Slater. His clothing company, Outer Known, is the bomb, people. And for years, Outer Known has been making men's clothes that are stylish and comfortable and sustainable. And now they're making women's clothes. And they just launched their line in March. And they've already been featured in Vogue and Refinery 29. And I'm still madly in love with the Outer Known Costa shirt I got. And can I just say how good it looks with the Veja sneakers I also ordered? And that's the great thing about Adornone. Everything I've gotten from them is not only super comfy, but also looks great from sweats to dresses. So go to Adornone.com today and enter my code, which is Jillian, at checkout, and you'll get 25% off your full price order. That's Adornone.com. Outernown.com and use my code Jillian and you'll get 25% off. So check them out today, outernown.com, and don't forget to use the promo code Jillian for 25% off.
I'm introducing it. All right. We have a caller on the line from Australia, although originally from England.
Oh.
We have Beth.
Yes.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
That's good.
Oh, that's not good. Well, did you hear her say that's good? Like ugh.
It's her morning voice because it's tomorrow morning.
Okay,
her.
Yeah, because that didn't sound good, Beth. Didn't sound good.
It is 7 a.m. here, so I'm a little bit croaky in my voice.
Okay, all right, okay. I was going to worry, but now I'm not worried. Okay. Just need to get you some coffee. All right.
Yeah, I know exactly. So my question in my email was, I'm going through a bit of a tough breakup right now. And it is my first, like, it was my first serious relationship, my first kind of proper, I guess, really hard breakup.
Yeah.
And I'm just, yeah, I'm finding it really, difficult. And I know you'd spoken a little bit about your experiences. Ugh. And I basically just emailed in asking if you had any advice. Yeah.
Oh, honey, can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances?
Yeah, so we were together for maybe just under a year.
Okay.
And basically the reason why he ended things was he was just a super insecure and quite jealous person. And I'm still in touch and friends with a lot of my exes and like previous partners, I guess.
Okay.
And he just couldn't handle it. It was just too much for him. And even though I felt as though I gave him so much security and love and reassurance, mm-hmm. he would push me away and then mm-hmm. come running back and then push me away again. And it was just so up and down.
Yeah.
So I know it wasn't. I know it wasn't a healthy relationship. I can definitely see that. But I'm still just finding it really hard not to blame myself, I guess.
Okay. Well. All right. First of all, what you're describing to me is obviously, look, we all have our own issues. We are very complex creatures.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, human beings. We have a very. There's psychologists for a reason. And, you know, depending upon your upbringing, like your issues will vary, but you will have issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy obviously had some issues, right? So
yes.
You got a guy who is insecure. And I know the game he was playing with you. I mean, and I'm ashamed to admit, and I didn't even realize it until last year, that I played that mm-hmm. game of like, oh, I feel crazy needy and I don't like it. And I'm going to shut down and I'm going to distance you so you chase me so I'm back in control.
Yeah.
And I only learned that lesson by playing that game with two people in a row who played it way better than me. And then mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, every time I do this, it's 10 times worse. Like, not only are they not chasing after me, you know, like it is. And I had to look at myself and why I did it. And it's because everything, like you already understand, like he's feeling insecure. So he's going to like push you away. So you like chase him. Then he feels more in control and he's projecting his need onto you. The reality, though, is that you are not going to be able to fix that in him. Only he can do that. And if he does that, you know, when he does that is not on your timeline, is not up to you. Could never be because of you. Everybody has to want to change, be willing to change, and do the work to change on their own. End of story. So
I think.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. No. Please go ahead.
No, I think that's what's so frustrating is that I know I feel as though I'm I'm pretty open and I've done a lot of work on myself over the past 2 years. So I can so clearly see like what his like issues or problems are that he's just not willing to face. And rather than working through them, he like ran away. And I think that's what's so annoying for me is that it could have been so good and he just was too scared or something, or it's too confronting. I couldn't make him see like what he was doing. He couldn't see the bigger picture.
Well, okay, but let's look at what really matters, right? So you're so busy trying to understand him, trying to change him, trying to be enough to heal him. But what you're not looking at, and it's really the only thing you should be looking at, is why you're doing that. So you are like, oh, here you are, this like broken little bird. And if I can fix you, then you can love me the way I need to be loved. So let me like turn myself inside out and chase you and try to make you feel secure and all these things, which of course you cannot do because only he can do that in his own therapy, with his own time, in his own time, with his own work. What you have to look at is, why do you think you're doing that?
I don't know. Validation, I guess.
Okay, but I mean, how did that relationship, not when it was like awesome, right? But when you're like, I've got to, it's my fault. Like, how exactly did that make you feel?
It made me feel really insecure, actually.
Okay.
Like, I just felt super low and that what I wasn't doing was enough, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Now, go just think of other times in your life or other relationships that made you feel super low or insecure or like it just wasn't enough. Does anything come to mind?
Nothing springs to mind immediately, but I imagine there's probably been times.
Right. I mean, I'm sure there has, because generally when we are trying to conquer a situation involving somebody else, right, like we're trying to change them. We're trying to change them to get them to love us the way we need them to love us. So in this case, it's like he's making you feel insecure and it's like, no. If I do X, Y, and Z, then you can show up and love me and be there and make me feel this way. I just need to keep digging at this instead of thinking like, what the heck is this? I got to get out of here, right? Instead, you're like, I will beat this. I will conquer this. And those are generally considered for the, like, and I'm speaking in generalizations, but we play out patterns that we try to conquer because they're old and they're unresolved. So we're still seeking some sort of validation that at one time or another we didn't get from when we desperately needed it from a person that we needed it from the most. Whereas you'd find that like if you had that, it's most likely you would sort of say like, okay, like this person is a bit of a mess. Like I'm gonna go, right? But you didn't do that. You were like, I can fix him, I can save him, I can make him feel comfortable. Does that ring a bell at all? Like trying to be like lift somebody up, save them. Anything come up for you with that?
Maybe. And also just you was talking, I felt very like I was treading on eggshells the whole time with him, which I knew as soon as I felt that feeling, I was like, this is my dad. the time with my dad. So I don't know necessarily what I felt insecure and low in the relationship with my dad, but I definitely noticed similarities. So I'm sure there's something in there.
To
explore for sure.
No, that is what you need to explore, honey. You can't explore like, why didn't he, and how come it wasn't enough, and that's not even about him, as much as it feels like it is, because it's so similar. It's such a similar dynamic, but the feeling has history. It's a historical feeling that has put a filter on the entire situation and a gravitas that wouldn't be there, because it's something that's in you, and it's playing out with him, this guy, right? And that feeling of walking on eggshells, like, normally it's like, I don't want to walk on eggshells. Fuck this.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But you're trying to conquer that feeling and be like, no, 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 no. I am going to beat this. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to rectify this. Instead of just being so sad and pissed that you felt that way for whenever that, you know what, whenever.
Yeah.
And that is, it's so fucking hard, sweetie. And it's just like I looked at, as I got older, and I didn't even see it for the longest. My mother pointed this out to me, actually. I was having another fight with Heidi about the kids, like a couple years, four years ago, maybe. And I don't even remember, what the hell we were fighting about. But my mom was like, it seems like this is how you feel with me. And in that moment, I was like, holy shit. And I didn't even realize that all the stuff I played out with my mom, I was playing out with Heidi. Because I was so busy being like, oh, it was my dad and I don't date my dad anymore. That was sick. Like, I didn't realize that all the stuff I was doing with Heidi of like, but I give you everything, but I bend over backwards, but I turn myself inside out. Like, how am I still the bad guy? Like, I didn't realize that the reason, and everybody would be like, why are you doing this? Even Heidi was like, I don't know why she's doing this. Like, because I kept thinking, like, if I just do more, if I give more, if I can fix more, like, you'll stop seeing me as this, like, villain. And, of course, she saw, like, after we had our son, it brought up a lot of stuff for Heidi with her family, and she started seeing me as, like, her parents, right? So all the things her parents did that she felt were smothering and suffocating got projected onto me. That reminded me of my dynamic with my mom, where it was like, you know, you. And then I beat my head against the wall until one day I was like, I can't do this anymore. What am I doing? And I was able to see what I was doing and heal that part of myself. Just be sad, dude. Just honestly be sad. And I'm, to be fair, like, I'm actually in an interesting place with my mom right now, where I'm like, I need a minute. I need boundaries, because, like, I don't want to engage in this pattern again. And I had to be pissed and I had to be sad and I had to feel all those things. And my mom is amazing, but nobody's perfect, right?
Yeah.
So nobody's perfect, and our dynamic was not perfect. And when I finally got older and secure enough with myself and my mom, I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to look at this. And I'm going to feel these things that I haven't wanted to feel by trying to fix them in my relationship with Heidi. And you're trying to fix them in your relationship with this guy, when really he needs to deal with his own shit and you need to just be sad, angry, mad. Like, whatever you need to feel to kind of process that dynamic. Whatever dynamic you're trying to fix cannot be fixed. You can only acknowledge it, heal from it, and avoid the fuck out of it going forward.
That is
the growth, sweetheart, is when you're like, oh, this. No. And you go the other way. You do the opposite thing. And what you're feeling is so painful, not just because, right, like, you do have feelings for this guy, because it is similar, and it's like, yes, it's not your dad, but it's a similar dynamic. And so not only are you sad about that, but you also have this deeper wound that you're contending with. And I think that's one of the reasons heartbreak is so devastating is because it's not just the loss of this person, it's the historical losses it unearths.
Mm.
And it sucks and it hurts so bad and I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah. I for the first time last year, felt a pain like that. And I mean, there were moments when I literally was like, oh, my God, like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like, I've got my...
Oh, I don't think I ate for like a week.
Yeah.
I just felt so sick.
Yeah, I totally get it. I get it. And what I'm going to say is, like, feel these feelings. Like, if you don't want to get off the floor, don't get off the floor. Have friends come over. Do whatever you need to do. Be as, like, loving with yourself as you can be, as nurturing with yourself as you can be. Everything you didn't get from him, I want you to try to give yourself, with whether it's kindness, nurturing, permission, like, forgiveness. Like, oh, you know what? I don't want to get off the floor today. Well, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm not going to get off the floor today unless you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is you need to give yourself, give it, do it, be it. So you're not seeking it elsewhere. Allow yourself to feel whatever it is you need to feel. Look at maybe where you think these things are coming from. And in time, over time, maybe they can be addressed in their proper... with your dad, right? Like, engaging, establishing boundaries. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's easy. To this day, I... struggle with it personally, right? I'm like, oh, I just need to avoid this because I don't want to fall back into this today, which is all I've got right now. You know, over time, I'm like slowly kind of exposing myself where I'm hoping I'm not vulnerable enough to fall back into the same dynamic with people. But it's awareness and it's forgiveness for yourself and it's time, sweetie, and learning how to find these boundaries. And but that's really what it is. And I highly suggest writing a letter, just like this, like just pour your guts out onto the page and then let it sit. I'm not saying send it, let it sit.
No.
And then I want you to revisit it and I want you to think about how that letter could or might apply to various people in your life. And what it is that you're really trying to say. And then maybe how could you say those things in a more productive way with the people that matter? Because this guy's not, if he does change, I mean, I have seen it happen twice, you know, where you're like, no one changes. And I have seen two people change. It is staggering. If he does, then fantastic. But you got to change too.
Yeah.
So that's all you can do. Let him go do him. And you got to focus on you and healing you. So you don't get into this dynamic again.
Yeah. I guess it's just, I find it quite hard with my family because they're in England and I left home when I was 19. So I feel as though it was maybe a bit of a coping mechanism just to be like,
really
okay, I'm going to leave. And this was like 5 or 6 years later and I only see them like once a year.
Yeah.
And so when I see them, it's all very lovely. It's like, you know, it's kind of a bit more, not superficial, but you don't kind of dive in deep. Because it's only for a few weeks.
That's how you protect yourself, yeah.
Yeah, so then it's kind of manifesting, I guess, in other areas.
You got it. And I'm not suggesting to throw yourself back into the mix because I don't know how abusive or dysfunctional that dynamic may be. And I don't know how far you'd get trying to deal with it. Like with my father, it's like there's no good there. I don't engage. However, it doesn't mean I don't have my feelings about it. It doesn't mean I haven't grieved it. It doesn't mean I don't see the good. It doesn't mean I don't see the bad. And even recently, my son... because I took the parts of my dad that I loved, right? Like the adventure, the fun, like how just insane he was and irreverent. And my son now takes that from me. And so like we just got a fish tank or we have horses or I'm scuba diving, like all these different, and my son tends more towards that. And I was like, you know, my dad had a fish tank, buddy. And he's like, he'll ask me questions now about my dad. Can you tell me another story about your dad? Can you tell me a story about this? Can you tell me a story about that? And I was like, this is so just, I was just sad. Like, I had a day of just being like, oh, this is fucked. Because there was a part of my dad that, like, would have loved this kid. And there was a part of my kid that would have loved my dad. But it can't be. Mm. And that's just fucking shitty. And it's okay to be sad. And that's very likely what you're going to need to do is just allow yourself to be sad for what wasn't. And what couldn't be, and maybe there is a healthier dynamic with boundaries you can engage in down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you just need to grieve these losses, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my expectations are maybe a bit high on myself.
Maybe. Which is exactly the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
The exact opposite. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Ugh, hate this shit so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
But it's the worst. It's horrible.
It is the worst pain. It is unbelievable. But it does pass. It will pass. And you will be better for it if you like really dig in and you do the work. And it is just preparing you to stop doing this shit for the right guy that's waiting around the corner in life for you to be ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really trying to approach this as just an opportunity for learning and growth.
That's what it is.
I guess that's kind of some comfort that everything's kind of happening the way it's meant to.
And when you're young.
And I'll gain from this.
You know, thank God you're young. It happened to me at 44. Like, you're 23. Like, that's way better than 44. Thank God it's happening to you at 23. Like, this is good. You're far more resilient and you've wasted way less decades. This is a good thing. Trust me. Believe me. It's going to be okay, I promise.
Okay.
Hang in
there. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. We're sending you big hugs.
And lots of coffee.
Yeah, coffee. We're sending you that too.
Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Thanks, Beth. A good day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.